New recordings reveal President Trump knew how deadly the coronavirus was, even as he publicly downplayed its severity. The tapes are from interviews done by Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward for his upcoming book. NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe is here with more. And Ayesha, Woodward asked Trump on March 19th what explained his pivot toward acknowledging the gravity of the coronavirus pandemic. Here's Woodward's tape from the Washington Post.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes,
Because I don't want to create a panic.
He doesn't want to create a panic, so he was wanting to play it down. In a February 7th phone call, Trump says the coronavirus is more deadly than the seasonal flu, but it would be weeks before he publicly acknowledged that fact. Ayesha, how significant is this?
I think it's very significant. It's very hard to tell with voters how much is already baked in, how much they have already, how many people, it seems like many people have already made up their minds. But in an election that could really be defined by the coronavirus, to have the president on tape saying things that were really very at odds with what he was saying at the time to the public is a big deal. And it will be a factor in this election going forward. And I would be shocked if we don't see this on the campaign trail coming from the Biden campaign, if we don't see ads and more about this, because this is the argument that the Biden campaign has been making, is that the president bungled his response to the coronavirus pandemic and that he is not taking it seriously. And here we have the president saying on tape saying that he was playing it down, playing down the dangers of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the Biden campaign has already come out with something on this. Joe Biden just talked about these revelations in Michigan. If we can play that tape, let's listen.
He knew how deadly it was. It was much more deadly than the flu. He knew and purposely played it down. Worse, he lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months. He had the information. He knew how dangerous it was. And while this deadly disease ripped through our nation, he failed to do his job on purpose.
So that was Biden just speaking today. Ayesha, do you think, you know, the president has been trying to make this election all about the idea of law and order. Do you think that something like this is enough to really change the conversation going forward?
It will certainly dominate headlines going forward, at least for, you know, the next couple of days, maybe weeks. And I think it's going to keep coming up. And not only just because the thing about that law and order, trying to make that stick, is that people, we're still dealing with the coronavirus. You know, we are not past that. So you have parents who are dealing with kids at home. We're going into a fall with the flu season, where we'll be dealing with the flu season and the coronavirus. So these were always questions that President Trump would have to answer to. But now you have a book and you have him on tape talking about it and talking about his response and seeming to say, especially that part about saying that it is more deadly than the flu, because he did not make that clear. And he continually, Trump continually compared the coronavirus to the flu and basically saying the flu kills all of these people. We don't shut everything down for that. Why are we doing it with the coronavirus? I mean, that is a serious, but we know now that he was privately telling Bob Woodward that it was much more deadly than the flu.
There's a lot more that's already coming out from this book, which hasn't even been released yet. Woodward's conversations went beyond the pandemic. Here he is talking with Trump about the idea of white privilege and the fact that the two of them had similar upbringings.
Privilege has isolated and put you in a cave to a certain extent, as it put me and I think lots of white privileged people in a cave, and that we have to work our way out of it to understand the anger and the pain, particularly black people feel in this country.
You really drank the Kool-Aid, didn't you? Listen to you. Wow. No, I don't feel that at all.
What else do we know so far about Woodward's reporting on Trump's thinking on racism?
Well, I Woodward pressed Trump about whether he believes that there is systemic racism, and Trump was evasive about that. And he kind of admitted that he does think that there's racism in the U.S., there's racism everywhere. But I don't know that that is that surprising. Woodward also said that Trump continually, when he tried to point out to Trump that there, you know, the disparities that African-Americans face, President Trump continually pointed out the, you know, record low black unemployment that was in the U.S. before the coronavirus, which is what President Trump has done over and over again when he tries to make this case about his record for black people. The issue, of course, is that when you talk about, you know, African-American low black unemployment that we did have, we don't have anymore, was that it was still much higher than white unemployment, even at its best. It was still way higher than white unemployment. And mm-hmm. So these have always been kind of these blind spots for President Trump.
By the way, the White House today, the press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, did comment on this and said the president has never lied to the American public on COVID-19. But of course, there are tapes in this case, which we will continue to follow the reaction to. NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe, thank you.
Thank you.